This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Aaron McGowan, certified personal trainer and professional weed puller.
This is Ryan Sanger, certified personal trainer and wild blueberry eater.
And you found the Dumbbells, a comedy fitness podcast.
Committed to bringing you inspiration,
motivation,
and sometimes information.
Hey, Dumbbells, let's get dumb.
Let's get dumb. Wild blueberry, little bit of a teaser for today's episode. Are those an ingredient in my go-to smoothie choice? Are they on the list? Talked about them before. Did yep. they make the cut?
Got to clear my
and
throat.
And I put weeds in my smoothies as well. So not to brag, but there is going to be a hot reveal later about what kind of smoothies I make.
Hey, babe, eating that crab grass, putting it to use. Putting it to use. Marathon
That's
seed.
Right.
Dudes, we're talking about smoothies. We teased it in episodes past. I've procured a new blender, the Vitamix 5200 Professional Series. That is mine. Erin's eventually going to level up to something, but she's using the old trusty. What is it?
Old Oster, O-S-T-E-R, Oster.
Yeah, yeah.
12-speed, it says 12-speed, something else on it that was really funny. I took a picture, hopefully, because I knew I couldn't remember. But you know what? I don't want to spoil anything, but she dusty, but she's fierce.
Okay. Now, how long have you had?
Oh, this is what it says. Oster, 12-speed, all-metal drive.
All-metal drive.
Yeah! That really tickled me. All-metal drive. This is something I inherited from marrying Jason. So he's had it a few years before he even knew me. So I've known him for 5. So this is like maybe a 7-year-old.
Okay, so it's lasted a while.
Yeah.
Something... you know, that's got something in its favor. We'll get to that. So we're going to talk a little bit about the nutrition, debunk some myths that have been circulating about the nutrition around blending and smoothies and all that kind of stuff. And then give you the kind of recipe that we like and maybe some ideas, tips and tricks. Before that, real quick, Aaron, we're down to the wire here. The baby's coming. We're going to meet this baby soon. How are you feeling? What's going on?
I'm on maternity leave from my job. Okay. So that has been nice in terms of like, I've been getting to sleep in like an extra hour every day. And that has been like, you know, with a baby coming. Yeah. That's everybody's like, sleep while you can, you'll never sleep again. And that's not how sleep works, but I don't want to bring that up every time, 'cause that's a real buzzkill. But I have enjoyed sleeping in to like 7:30. That's been nice.
Ooh,
I know. And like having like leisurely mornings and then very panicked afternoons. As I said in my intro, I have been pulling weeds like a crazy person. Like there's plenty of other things I should be doing. But because of the amount of rain we have had in Los Angeles, my front yard is riddled with leaves or with weeds and leaves, but weeds. And my God, it's all I can think about. It's like I have to pull every weed. And so I just sit my big pregnant ass out in the yard and I bring a little bag out there and I pick as many weeds as I can in my little spot. And then I scooch myself to the next spot and then start again.
It's got to be
dogs just run around. It's real fun.
They love it. They love you out there. It's like, well,
yeah,
the
they do.
It's exciting. They're coming in. They're checking in on you. They're wrestling with each other. They're sniffing. It's got to be something to do with nesting or something. Right?
I think it is. I really thought it would. I thought I would nest in terms of like I would make sure her room is spotless. And I'm actually recording from her room today. And as you can see, it is not spotless.
It's looking good though.
It's cute. It's getting cute, but it's definitely not spotless. Like there are things to do in here, and I'm in the front yard pulling weeds like a psycho. But there is something so like mentally calming to me about pulling weeds.
It's meditative or something.
Yeah. So I think it is my version of nesting, but I wish it would like kind of shift gears into
it's like how actually... a procrastinator nests.
Yes. Yes. And busy that's doing what I am.
The stuff that you don't need to do. Uh-huh. Do you have any family that are going to come out and help you for the first?
We're not. We are
flying solo.
We hired someone like to help us, like a nanny to help us during this time, who has a specialization in infants.
Yeah.
Basically, my parents love them. They're great parents, but they're
useless.
A little old and caring for a newborn, potentially useless. And I don't know how I'm going to be during this time in my life. So like inviting Jason's parents to come like see me be a disheveled nightmare person is also like not my favorite option.
Snap at people, you know, that you have to then spend the rest of your life with. Tricky.
So we're waiting a bit to get all of, get the fam to come in. And
I get that. The only reason I brought it up was because at a certain point you just leave and go to the hospital and it's just like, whoever's helping, finish the room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point. Yeah.
You get to fucking bail at a certain point. I mean, you're going to have to do a lot with that kid, but like, I'm going to be gone for a while and you fucking, when I show up, I want
this to be perfect.
Yeah. Everything done. Done.
Well, I do have a couple of really great friends. I feel like if I was like, can you just come do this final hurrah? They absolutely would. I just haven't pulled that card yet because I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. Stop pulling weeds for 5 fucking seconds and get your ass in here. And but there's like 8 things. They just need to be put in a place. But my God, how do you find more places to put stuff? It's just crazy. This shit's crazy.
Yeah, it's tricky. You got to start digging holes.
There's so much. And, yes. You
know, breaking, opening the wall up. Dare I ask about exercise and nutrition? I mean, what's happening? Are you doing what you can still? I mean, you are.
I'm doing what I can. Yeah.
To the listener, I mean, Aaron is literally days away.
Yeah, we're recording these so that I can have like a full out maternity break. I will be in the hospital unless she comes early. I will be in the hospital in 2 days.
Yeah. So this is like
2 days. Yeah.
This is it.
We're at the end. Yeah. So last week was kind of my finale for barbell stuff. I did some barbell squats, back squats, and some deadlifts just to honestly show off. Let's be real. I wanted to show off. I went to the gym. I got my camera out. I was like, sorry, this pregnant. And I'm pregnant.
40 weeks and I'm still doing barbell stuff. Honey. Yeah.
So that was fun. I just did that kind of stuff. I did do some barbell bicep curls to really just put the,
full range of motion around that belly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really actually is perfect. and so I did do that. I've just been going and walking on the treadmill every day or outside in my neighborhood. And I've been doing just like kind of 20-30 minute. I've kept up with the yoga stretching twice a week. I'm trying to do that twice a week. And my personal trainer, she had me do just like 40 minutes of stretching and then like 20 minutes of weights.
Awesome.
And like really lightweight, just to kind of keep that in my system. And then nutrition is fine. I would say it's par for the course. I have stopped eating York peppermint patties, so that's a plus.
Over them, or do you feel like you just needed to stop?
I felt like I needed to stop. It was becoming like in the beginning.
An expectation as opposed to a treat.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And it was definitely like a craving, and then it stopped being a craving, and I was like, still gotta go to the store, gotta get more.
Yeah.
I met with a postpartum nutritionist. And I talked with her and that's actually the smoothie that I made was one of hers, and it helps she helps you like kind of eat with how you're feeding your baby. So if I can breastfeed, then she will like guide me through like the best like nutrition path for that. And if I do formula, then she'll help me with nutrition going through postpartum and not feeding my baby with my body. So I met with her. I really liked her. I liked her vibe, the way she kind of talks about weight loss, because I have gained a significant amount of weight during pregnancy. Now we will see. Supposedly this baby is 9 pounds. That's what my doctor said. That is hard to hear. But if that's the case, that would be a nice little, you know, dip in weight after.
Yeah. It's a jump start.
It's a nice little jump start. And then I'm going to meet with her like the week after I have my baby, just over the phone, cause she's in another state. And she's going to help me with like guiding my food. And it's like, I know it, but I also know that during this time, I will be so tired.
Yeah.
And if she can give me guidance, and I have a very incredible husband who is an incredible cook, and he is like, I'll help you. Let's make the food. Cause we're like not doing a meal train. I'm just like, meal trains are a great idea, but I want to kind of have like the reins on this.
Also, and people's fucking old casserole dishes and shit. It's just like, I don't know if I trust that.
We don't really have that much space in our freezer to like have stuff just frozen.
Yeah.
So it I like really the is thought like,
behind it, but it's like, it I don't is. Want your shit, motherfucker.
I have enjoyed my pregnancy. I've enjoyed not having like, I've had stress about watching the numbers go up, but I've been like just trying to be settled.
Kept yourself mentally healthy around it.
I've really tried. But I'm excited to rein it in and to like kind of get myself back on like the track that I really do thrive in. It just takes that second of like resetting, and I'm excited. So that's the update for me. I'm excited because I have it set up on the backside, like while I'm still pregnant. So that way I'm not trying to navigate this while I am freshly postpartum and crazy is what I've heard.
Yeah. All that makes sense. I mean, I love that you feel at a good place with it. I think that's the most important thing. But from my perspective, I like the idea of, you're going through this crazy body change. Your hormones are going to be different. So having access to a postpartum nutritionist would be very comforting, because it's like, you got a plan, you know? So it's somebody, and especially somebody that's adaptive, because because it's like, it's not like you just went on some crazy vacation and ate whatever you wanted. You would know what to do, how to get back on track. Right. With that. This is some uncharted territory. It's like all kinds of new stuff. So having somebody that's been through it a million times with different people that can troubleshoot, that's great. And then to have like, it'd be very comforting to know that you have got a plan in place. It's like, okay, this is, you know, this is what I can reasonably expect of myself. And this is, you know, what I need from a nutritional standpoint, you know, so you know where to scale.
And really, like, while I can't do exercise the way I have been, because that's really, I think that's why I've like really tried to keep up with my exercise as much as I can, because I know that as soon as this baby comes out for 6 weeks, that ship is sailing, and that I have not experienced in like 10 years.
Yeah,
like,
it's been an important part of your life. Yeah, totally.
And there's small things I can do, but like, I'm not going to be hitting my 10,000 steps at all. Like, not even close. My phone and my watch are going to be like my two little nightmare bitches who are like, looks like you're not doing as much as you usually do.
What happened? What is going on?
Maybe fat. So that's what I'm like, oh God. And that stuff
does get to me. Give us a way to somebody that does something. What?
Please. So I was like, at least, okay, like, let me put the fitness side to bed for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
See how it goes. And then I'll do like small movements to get myself, like, give myself time. And then And then I'll focus on what I can, which is my nutrition. And
yeah, and I
keeping
think
that at a place that I can feed my baby if I need to.
Yeah, I think that's also an extension of what you've been doing through this whole pregnancy is like, well, what can I do? I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. I'll do it. You know, and that's the same with the baby. It's like, well, you know, I'm tired and, you know, the baby needs me, whatever. So that's how it is today. Or, you know, I can squeeze in this for 5 minutes. We know whatever it is, these little exercise snacks or something. But I love it. That sounds great, Aaron. Well, very exciting. Yeah. Very exciting.
What about you? Anything hot to talk about health and workouts or nutrition?
No, I mean, it's, you know, pretty standard stanger. go back to any old episode and, you know, you'll be able to hear, you know, still doing the HIIT stuff, trying to, you know, I got my legs really sore. I had like a little bit of, arthritis. I have rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disorder. And so I had like the last time I wanted to do back squats that had kind of flared up. And so it adjusted, you know, I get this, you know, in my ankles and knees and stuff. And so I had to kind of wait out this flare. So I was doing other stuff and kind of stretching and mobility stuff. And then, you know, just kind of where it fell on the calendar was a back squat day. And most recently, and so I was able to do it because I felt pretty good and got me sore.
Okay. But arthritis was okay that time.
So the arthritis had kind of, you know, it comes in cycles. You know, you'll get these people that have it know you get these kind of flare ups every once in a while. If you have it under control, even when you have it under control, you'll still kind of get it flared. You'll get these flare ups and you just swell up like crazy and you just straight up can't even move, you know, because you're so swollen. I mean, you can, at least for me, like I can walk around and stuff, but like definitely not doing like a deep back squat or anything. So I just kind of had to wait it out. And then, you know, like I would say over the last couple of years, try to put a lot of variety in what I'm doing as far as my movements. And so it looks different week to week. And so I just try to make sure like, oh, you know, in a 14 day period, I'll get back squats in somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
And so I had to kind of wait out that last one and I was in good shape on this one. And so I was able to do the back squats. I'm doing lunges other days, step ups other days, you know, I usually pick like one kind of, big compound movement for legs each week. And then, yeah. And so this was a back squat week and it got me sore. Like,
that's nice.
Yeah, like junior high sore where you're like, oh, something's wrong. This isn't normal. Whoa. Like that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's.
You know, because.
Man, I remember being like that in junior high. Yeah.
You know, when you're.
It was like my fat lip from playing the trombone too much, you know? Yeah.
Now that's popular.
This isn't normal. Yeah. Oh, God.
You look like a housewife of Salt Lake City or whatever.
Oh, my God. I was one of those before it was popular.
A Kardashian.
Shit. I'm completely natural.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wonder if girls that play trombone are putting that on online. Yeah, I'm going to look into it.
The trombone challenge. So anyway, to boring ramble, but that's kind of, you know, it felt good. 'Cause I feel like when you're trained, you'll get sore, but it's kind of like, it's pretty manageable. Every once in a while, if you try something really new, it'll get you. But this took me back. Springview Elementary School. Oh, somebody's staggering around, can't sit at their desk.
That's how I felt when I first started with my pregnancy trainer. She had me do Bulgarian split squats. And you know I'm not doing those by myself, for myself. And so she made me do those, and I couldn't walk for like 2 days. Yeah. I mean, I could, but it hurt, you know?
Yeah, but they're awful. Good ones. Bulgarian, you're like, that's a bunch of bullshit is what that is.
That is.
Too sore.
And you know what? I miss doing push-ups. I miss doing step-ups. Because you know if you're doing step-ups pregnant, everyone's coming to rescue you. Are you okay, ma'am? Is this the right call? And it isn't when you're as pregnant as I am. Yeah. And so I don't do them. But my God, I miss them. I miss them.
They're an important one. People should incorporate those into their workouts. They're good, good as you age. And even if you're not at the, at any age, really, you should be doing them. If you're young, you're making a deposit into the bank account because they really strengthen your deceleration muscles, which are crucial. Mm. That's why old folks fall, because they've lost those muscles and they misstep and then they lose their brakes, is what we say. So that Bulgarian, I was going to say Norwegian, Norwegian 4x4 HIIT protocol. Still doing that. I still want to do a lactate test because I tell you, I do it three different ways. Elliptical with
HIIT training.
Yeah. Elliptical with hands on the step mill or on the assault bike. The assault bike by far feels the hardest. I get my heart rate in similar zones. Which was kind of the metric I was using to make sure I was doing it right. A lot of people will tell you should be doing like, you should be using like your RPE or whatever, like rate of perceived exertion, and use that. But that one's tough for me. I don't always know, you know, cause I could definitely get it to where it feels impossible, but then I'm like, I can't do this for fucking 4 minutes. It's impossible. I can do it for
That seems hard to know.
Yeah.
When you're going that fast. Like, it makes more sense when you're doing, like, weightlifting to me than...
Yeah.
Than HIIT.
So, you know, I don't know. And so I'd been using heart rate, but, you know, even with these, it's like the heart rate gets into similar levels. But, man, when I'm recovering post-exercise on that, when I do the assault bike, it's like, fuck, I really did something there. So I kind of want to get a lactate. I want to test the blood lactate levels on, you know, each of the exercises and see if there's any difference there. I guess that's really the only way to know for sure. But I got to find like a cost-effective, accurate test. And I just haven't had time to research that yet. But I will. And we'll do an episode about it.
Yeah, maybe after the break. Because I would love to do it too. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah.
I miss that kind of workout, but I know that will take some time after having a baby. But I can't wait.
Yeah. No, it's
chomping fun. At the bit.
Well, and the cool thing is, it's like, hey, you know, like we were saying earlier, it's like what you can do and what you got time for. So, you know. Yep. It's like you can test these lactate levels and you're like, well, shit, you know, I can get there with doing this for 15 minutes versus spending 2 hours doing this other thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a dream. What a dream.
Something to think about.
And you're doing... You talked about, and that's what kind of led us to this road, which is you talked about getting this brand new smoothie guy.
Yes.
And you're trying to introduce smoothies back into your home.
Right. They had left.
Your son.
Yeah. Trying to get the kid. You know, he's going through a growth spurt, so he's really tall. And we're just kind of getting him going with lifting weights and doing push-ups and all that kind of stuff. So he's getting into it. But I always felt like he was a little underserved in the protein department. And so I wanted to get him on a good high quality protein supplement and asking, he's a picky eater anyway. And even if you're not a picky eater, I think when you first start doing protein shakes, it's a lot to, I take it for granted how easy I can get them down now, but it's a lot when you're just doing water and like protein powder.
Yeah.
I can do it no problem, but when I'm trying to get other people, I'm like, just mix it with water. And people are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Water?
I know. I do remember there was like a window of time in my life that I did a protein powder with water. It was probably 2 weeks. Like, I think it was when I was doing some sort of dumb cleanse when I like first moved to LA and thought everyone had to be like so skinny, and I wasn't. And so I did, cause I was not doing exercise. This was not like, I was not doing anything else. But
you were just doing unhealthy diet stuff.
Yes. Yes. And I remember, cause it was like, you needed to keep your calories low. You're doing a cleanse, and it was like protein powder, water, here we go. And it was awful, but I like choked it down, cause it was like, that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You just got to get through this.
As a kid growing up and, you know, while playing sports and stuff, I definitely had some gag moments and had some disgusting ones. We've said it on the show before, and it merits saying again, they've improved the technology a lot on how well these things are incorporated into whatever liquid of choice you're using, water or almond milk or regular milk or whatever. So it used to be bad. It used to be like clumpy. The taste used to be really weird. So all that's improved, fortunately. But still, I completely understand. I take it for granted how easy. Like for me, like I can mix it just in like 6 ounces of water and just two swallows and like, all right, moving on. Wasn't like it was good or like I was like, what a wonderful treat. Yeah. It was more just like, I didn't even notice it.
Like utilitarian kind of, just like get it down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So with the kid, he was like, dude, no. So then I was like, okay, maybe we do smoothie. And that was something I would do before. Like I would do like a big elaborate smoothie, but one of the things I didn't like about it was how involved the cleanup was, because it was like, I want to do this once or twice a day. I'm not going to go through this fucking 10-hour ritual of like cleaning all the components and parts. And it always felt like little bits would still get kind of stuck in there. And so a big eye opener for me was when I saw the Vitamix, how they had, some of them that just straight up have a clean button on there where you just hit clean, put a little water in there and a drop of soap. But what I, you know, in the kind of Reddit world, there's a huge community of Vitamix people. And they were saying, you don't need the ones that have the clean button. It's just essentially just running on its highest level. You can just run it on its highest level and then use a little, you know, hot water and soap.
That's awesome to know.
Yeah. Okay. And so that was like, okay, got me kind of looking at it again. Now it was a little bit of a, I had to do some research because again, Vitamix is somewhat polarizing. There's people that absolutely love it. And then that will get the occasional negative review of somebody who was like, this not for me at all, not worth the money. And so there's certainly a Vitamix religion and like a cult of the people that love it. And then there's, you know, it has its outliers, people not into it, not think it's not worth the money. I'm sure if they were like more affordable, people wouldn't complain. I think it's the big, like, this is it. And so mine was $300+, $350, something like that. So, you know, it's getting up there. It's a huge luxury, but it is a substantial piece of equipment. And I have heard, again, by the people that love Vitamix, they do last, you know, years.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I had one. I'm so sad. I gave it away. I just was tired of cleaning it. And if I'd have known, I could have just ran it on the hottest setting with some dish soap. That'd have been my dream.
Yeah. A little warm water and dish soap. I've put that to test and it does absolutely work.
And that's good to know.
A Vitamix is two pieces. It's the actual canister that where you put all the liquid and fruit or whatever, that has the blade connected to it. They don't detach. And then the base. And so a lot of the other, you know, blenders that I've had in my past had like multiple, you know, there's this part, there's this gasket, there's the blade part. And so the Vitamix, you literally just, the like blender part, like
the part that holds it.
Yeah. So there's the base and then there's like the part that you
like the mixer bowl or the mixer pitcher.
Yeah. The pitcher. Pitcher's
kind of like
way.
A pitcher. Yeah.
That one has the blades attached to that. So like, and it just, you just sit it on the base and turn it on and it goes. And then when you want to clean it, you just put the pitcher, rinse it, you know, and then fill it with a little, you know, lukewarm, warm water and like a drop or two. Yeah. And lid on, and then like drop it right back on the base, and it goes. and then another rinse, and you're done.
Have you ever done? You forgot to put the lid on and have a nightmare day.
I've seen it on a lot of hilarious comedies.
Well, I have done it once, and it is a nightmare. I lived in a studio apartment with my best friend Melissa, and I was trying to be vegan for a week, and. I think I had missed some major protein and did not think to put the lid on and just started that bad boy up. It was awful. And I lived in a studio apartment with my best friend. So I had to clean it up. You can't leave that shit around for someone else to find unless you're a nightmare. And so I gave it away. Anyways, sad. Oh, and I ate a big chicken later that day.
No one's mad at you. Yeah, I would imagine it would be, you know, because some of the concoctions you come up with in that blender can be like cement, you know, and that getting that over all the count. Where did Eugene and I go to record a podcast? Is that right with you?
That was when we actually had a two bedroom for two people. Okay. That was in North Hollywood. That was a great apartment. Loved that apartment.
Yeah, that was nice.
1,400 square feet for an apartment that was
unheard of.
It was so big, and our rent was not bad. Now, we did not have central AC, but the rent was not bad. Yeah, and my mom was there, and I asked you guys not to say the F word, and then that didn't happen.
It was hard. It's hard not to. It's part of my trademark.
And now my mom's like, is that the guy that says the F word? Yeah, okay. And I'm like, Mom, don't listen to the podcast, because spoiler, sometimes I do too.
The swear Frick. She thinks of me as a swearer.
Frick, dude.
She's not wrong, dude. I just wanted to verify the price on that. I'm looking at what I paid. It's
$400+.
I mean, it's a crazy and there's different tiers of Vitamix. Like, you don't have to get the one that I got.
I really thought it was more. I really did think it was more. That surprises me.
This one is this one has been around for a while though. Got it because it got a lot of good reviews. I mean, there's definitely, you can go up. I mean, there's ones that are like $600. There's ones that are quieter. I mean, the rub, one of the rubs on mine is that how noisy it is when you have it in the high speed. It's like a fucking rocket taking off. I didn't think it was that bad, but some people complain about that.
It looks like mine that I have is around $89.
Okay.
So still, I mean, still a purchase, still not purchase. Nothing.
Yeah.
And it comes with two different size glass jar cores. Maybe that's what they're called.
Glass jar cores. No wonder I couldn't just pull it out.
One is like normal size or normal. And then the other one is like a little more squatty. I don't know the difference.
Well, I think there's actual liquid amounts, but the squatty, from what I've seen, because the Vitamix also has that, is also lower profile. So you can put it under cabinets on counters.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, because this one is like a fucking tower. So it's the one that I have. Yeah. So I'm looking into maybe getting a lower profile one so that you
squatty.
You can just slide it underneath your cabinet and not have it prominently displayed like it's a piece of artwork or something.
Right. Right. Yeah, I pulled ours down from the cabinet and pulled down it's in the cabinet that's like where we keep all of our... Like, if we're going to throw a party at the last second, it's like all of our paper goods. And I pulled the blender out and just all the paper goods flew out. And I was like, that's how often we use this thing is never. But I will say I have been craving smoothies and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm pregnant. But I heard that it is like after you have a baby that... You want to be able to, you want food that's like that you can eat with one hand. And I have been thinking about, like I talked about getting the Vitamix because I was like, that sounds awesome. This blender has the main part, the glass core, whatever. And then the little blender, little guys, the knife guys, the bottom, they come out separately.
Yeah.
And so you got to wash those. But that's, and then there's like the bottom that like screws on. So it's not that many pieces. And I wanted to see, I was like, you know what? Let me give this old gal a try. And the smoothie I made today, put her through the ringer and she came through. And I was proud. I was like, okay, maybe I don't need the Vitamix, even though I do like the self-cleaning aspect. But I do hope I left the blender in the sink, and I do hope Jason just cleans it for me.
Just that's my handle hope. It, dude. Come on.
Well, I'm in here. I hope he's out there doing that. That would be really nice.
Just do the stuff.
Just clean it for me. But actually, I do think there is a cleaning button on this one, too.
There may be. I mean, it's not any kind of elaborate rocket science or anything. I just like that the Vitamix is essentially one piece. And so,
yes, I do. I mean, that sounds incredible.
I felt like with the other one, I was, you know, taking a lot of stuff apart, drying a lot of things in the dish rack. And, you know, it just felt like, and so it just, it put me off from doing it every day. And so, I don't know. I mean, I think that's, if you're going to make that much of an investment, you know, a couple of $100, you know, make sure it's something that you're going to use pretty regularly. Otherwise, you'll find yourself in an Aaron situation where she, you know, giving it away. But I don't know. I would say maybe see how it goes with this other one. And then if you feel like you're using it a lot, then upgrade.
So, well, and so I had the question that I was like, Stanger, please research this because that's how I learn things. It was like, so when I was learning about, I was reading that Glucose Goddess book back in the day. Okay. She was talking about making an effort to eat all of your fruits and vegetables whole instead of like blending them up. And she wasn't saying that you lost all the nutrients if you blend them up, but that it's like, quote unquote, better to eat all of these like fruits and vegetables by themselves. And so I was like, okay, well, is that true? Like, I have heard that if you like juice like vegetables and what's it called? Fruit, that you do lose some of the nutrients from the process it goes through. And is that the same? Should I just be eating handfuls of spinach, two whole apples, a half a banana, and, you know, three tablespoons of chia seeds, raw dogging? Like, how, what am I supposed to do here? So
basically,
what do you think?
Coming to me for your information is always a little dicey. I mean, it's always, cause it's said with a lot of authority, but it's probably, there's a few parts that are wrong. So what I was able to, come up with, you know, from a couple of different resources and recent studies is that, the philosophy, how do I phrase this the right way? So a huge component to these fruits and vegetables and having them in your diet, aside even from the micronutrients and the polyphenols and all the good stuff you get from them from a nutritional standpoint, is the fiber. Some would argue that the fiber is the most important thing that you're taking from these. Is like, fiber is incredibly valuable. Now, you get a lot of like runoff benefit, and some, you know, there may be some schools of thought that argue that there's, you know, nutrition that's very important too, but fiber is a huge variable in the nutritional benefits of fruits and vegetables. Now, you know, there was talk of like, oh, well, if you blend something, it compromises the nutritional value, the fiber, and it's more rapidly absorbed, and that affects your glucose levels, and, you know, it changes where it is on the glycemic index. And by and large, from what I could find, it's not really the case. They said that the fiber is 100% preserved in this experience, because if you just, it you'd have to, like, so when they're taking something like wheat and they're grinding it down to a dust so that they can do like wheat bread or processed, you know, wheat products or whatever, that definitely affects the fiber level. But they said with fruits and vegetables, you're just blending them for 40 seconds, 50 seconds. Essentially what it's doing is like the first stage in the digestion process, which is chewing, just doing the chewing for you. It's not going to, you know, when you chew up food really well, it doesn't, you know, it's not like the fiber disappears. You swallow it and then that fiber goes through your digestive tract, through your gut. And so just blasting it in the blender for, you know, 45 seconds or a minute is basically just like chewing it. So the fiber doesn't go anywhere. And then as far as the nutrients also don't go anywhere. And they found, one of the things I looked at said that certain vegetables and fruits, probably more fruits that have seeds like raspberries and strawberries and stuff, there's actually maybe even an increase in the nutritional value because you're able to blend those seeds and then you get like whatever those, you know, whatever's nutrition is in those seeds where they would normally just pass right through you. So they've even found like, oh, they actually can kind of, you know, juice up, you know, the the nutrient aspect of certain fruits. Now, as far as like pairing things together, like, you know, is it, do you take a hit on it if you pair certain things together? The only thing that I could find that really canceled some nutritional benefit out is combining bananas and blueberries. There's something in bananas that block out some of the nutritional benefit of blueberries. I don't fully understand the science behind it, but and you know who, you know, how, I don't how much, you know, how much you're taking a loss on that. I don't know, but that may be the one thing, you know, you'd want to kind of like look into if you want to get max benefit of those blueberries. Maybe skip the banana, and then do
that
like
you're a big blueberry guy. Yeah, that's what you teased in the top. So were you doing that, bananas and blueberries?
I wasn't. I don't
flavor together.
It's a very good flavor together. I have had like a banana protein shake, you know, just, but I didn't have blueberries in it. I would just have it on its own.
Okay.
So I wasn't already.
Dodged a bullet, dude. Dodged a bullet.
Thank fucking God. I would be humiliated to even come on here and podcast if I had made that mistake.
Act smart.
Amateur mistake. Now, as far as juicing, you eliminate the fiber. So, you know, you're taking a hit on that fiber. Are you able to get more in? So, yes, you know, you can get a lot more of the, you know, micronutrients in. They have found like some uptick in, you know, being able to absorb some micronutrients by way of juicing, where it's like slightly improved, but not anything significant.
I used to buy juice like religiously. And then I read that book and they were, and it was like, you get nothing in juice. And I was like, what? This was what I was using this for. But so at first I was like, oh, blending is the same. But so your blending is like chewing, juicing gets rid of everything.
Yeah. But juicing, okay, you still get nutrients in the juice. You don't lose all.
It's just not the fiber.
You lose the fiber. Yeah. And you know, and like there's other stuff that even go beyond, there's stuff in pectin and, you know, and that kind of thing. I don't know. I didn't get into all the nitty gritty details of it. So, you know, having like the skins and all that kind of stuff, there is some benefit to that. And so I would just make sure that you wouldn't rely on all your, I wouldn't count, you know, green juice as like, I got my vegetables in today. I would say it's better than nothing. So if you're having virtually no green in your diet, no vegetables at all, and you're only willing to drink some kind of like green juice, great, do that. But I would say if you want to take a more well-rounded approach and you like having some juice, just make sure you're even physically eating some vegetables or you're doing a smoothie with whole parts in there.
I love that. Love that for me and what I'm about to go through in my life, because I think I'm going to be hitting those smoothies up. You want to talk recipes?
Yeah. So let's talk some recipes. You want to go first or you want me to go?
I'll do the one I just did today. I got this from my, like I said, the nutritionist that I'm going to be using for postpartum. She is on Instagram. Let me give her credit where credit's due here. Oh, crap. I'll find it. Postpartum.weightloss.rd. Okay, that's who gave me this hot smoothie recipe. Okay, it's 1 cup pre-made protein drink. So I used the Premier Protein chocolate version. If you don't have or use one of those, you can also use any sort of almond, soy, oat milk, and then 1/4 cup of chocolate protein powder. You can also do that. Half a frozen zucchini, half a frozen banana, a teaspoon of nut butter, and a teaspoon of chia seeds. And then in here she says, use ground flaxseed if you don't like chia seeds. And then 1 tablespoon cacao powder, any kind is fine, and a dash of cinnamon. And this is like, it's like zucchini bread. It's like zucchini bread
flavor.
What's the word I'm looking for? Yes. Thank you.
Essence. My God.
Help.
I didn't know what, you know, how
I know
what your it's angle was, follow. But like, yeah, like the flavor, it's got a vibe, a zucchini bread vibe.
Yeah. Zucchini bread vibe. Now I didn't have any cacao powder and I definitely forgot to buy some at the store when I was at the store for the ingredients for this. So I didn't use it and it tasted great. And I also thought it said a tablespoon of cinnamon. And so that's a different thing than a dash of cinnamon. And so I scooped a bunch out and I was afraid it would be really crazy bad. And I think I got enough out. It wasn't too cinnamony. And I had frozen zucchini, but I did not have frozen banana. So I just used a regular, not frozen banana. And the blender only had a little trouble with the frozen zucchini because that's like intense.
Yeah.
Because even a frozen banana is not that hard. It's harder, but it's like a frozen zucchini was like fucking crazy. And I thought, well, this will be a good test. And the oyster did it.
Good job.
That was really good.
Oyster. good job. Interesting. Oyster? Nah, they wouldn't want it.
Not, it doesn't have the Y. Yeah. Oster? Oster?
Oster. Oster.
Oster.
Oster. Sounds delicious.
It was really good. No, I don't know the macro breakdown. I didn't do anything. I did my best to just make this damn thing.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I think, you know, the angle is maybe looking at like the servings, you know, like how many servings of vegetables am I getting, you know, versus like what's the carbs and fats and, you know.
I did think about tossing a spoonful or a handful of spinach in there just to add some greens because usually you can't taste it.
No.
When there's that much stuff in there. So I think I'll try that next time. It was a really simple. I get really overwhelmed when there's a million ingredients.
Yeah.
And this one really wasn't that many. And I had almost everything at home. And the cacao powder, I think, just makes it a little more chocolatey. But
I think there's some good antioxidants and stuff in that cacao powder.
You think?
Yeah. There is.
Okay. All right.
I don't think. Well, I know.
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I'll look into it. I'll get some.
Yeah.
Is it? Amazon?
Yeah. Order it. We want to give Bezos all our money.
He needs some hair, so we got to help him.
We got to help Bezos out. Please, would you, everybody?
Help. So that's what I did. That's what I made. It was awesome.
That sounds
proud
great.
Proud of myself. Consistency was good. I'll take it. I'm proud.
Yeah, so I have a couple of recipes I'll throw out there. I'm in a similar space as you, and maybe I should have like found out what they are specifically nutrition standpoint, like what the values are. But I just kind of have the recipes, and then I have some tips as to how to go about blending.
Ooh, okay, we'll take it.
So what should I do? Should I do the recipes first and then the tips?
Yeah, do recipes, yeah.
Okay, so a couple different angles here. One, for my son, I'll give you this, and it's very simple, and it's kind of worked for somebody that's a real picky eater. So if that's you or know somebody like this, this may help. And maybe I can kind of give – I'll give these tips while I'm giving these recipes because they kind of go together. So he does not want to taste the protein powder at all, and who would? And so it's got to be hyper palatable for him. And so what I've found works the best if you're not concerned with, you know, fructose or too much sugar is to use. So this is a tip. You have to use one, some kind of liquid in there. And then also if you want it to be smoothie, to be kind of like frozen milkshakey, you have to, you know, have the bulk of it be something frozen. Meaning like the banana should be frozen. The zucchini should be frozen. And that'll give it its cold kind of vibe. You can do fruit that's room temperature or not frozen, but it'll come out warm then. It won't be like a smoothie. Some people will do that with some ice, but then you're upping the liquid component and then you may have too much.
Oh yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. And so what I found kind of works the best to make it a single serving is to do some kind of liquid, 4 to 6 ounces, maybe as much as 8, and then some kind of, you know, like the base of it be some kind of frozen fruit. Now for him to make it more palatable, I found frozen chunks of pineapple work the best. And they seem like they would be a really specific flavor, but oddly mixed with the vanilla protein powder, they come out, it's almost neutral and it just tastes sweet. It does have some pineapple notes, but it tastes just kind of sweet. And so I do for him, because I'm trying to get him to get some calories and some protein, I do whole milk. Mm-hmm. So I'll do 6 ounces whole milk, and then I'll do a cup or so of frozen pineapple chunks. And then I'll do maybe like 2 or 3 strawberries frozen. And then I do the protein powder. And to get it to incorporate the best, I found that if you put the liquid in first and then you do the protein powder and then your frozen stuff, it's most likely to, the protein powder will blend in the best.
I love that.
Yeah. It's tough if you put everything in and then you dump the protein powder right on the top, which is the driest thing. You may not get the best, or may take longer to incorporate. But if you're putting liquid in first and then protein powder right on top of the liquid, I found that it incorporates well. I do, for him, I do a single scoop of the Antler Farms protein powder I like, vanilla. It's got about 27 grams of protein, and it's whey protein isolate, which is the most bioavailable kind of whey protein. All of them are good, but this one, you know, by a small margin.
It's the best.
Yeah.
And not to brag, it is the best.
Yes. And then do that. And then he likes to drink it through a straw. So we do a little straw for him. That helps for some reason. I don't know.
I am the same way. I have my glass straws, and I'm walking around with my little fancy like mason jar and a glass straw, like a real piece of shit motherfucker having a great day.
Not at all.
Like Hailey Bieber. I'm out here being Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber. Out there. Got your little tattooed boyfriend or husband. Uh-huh. Are they married?
Yeah, they're married. They've been married for like 5 years. I think their relationship's about to end. Anyways.
Ooh.
Not to get into that, but you know, I do hit up the blind items every once in a while.
That's too bad. I sent them a gift from their registry. Did I send you a gift to your wedding?
I think.
For your wedding?
I think so. I don't know. I didn't send thank yous. Jason did. I fucked up.
No, don't worry about it. did I maybe just do a check or something?
Is it one of those big paper checks? Big
like a cashier's
big,
check?
Big check, yeah.
Or no, like a game show?
Traveler's check, actually. I have no idea
third party out of state.
How to use it.
Knock yourself out, God. Honey. So that's for him. And then I would say, you know, a slightly more extreme version for me, it's a little bit more intense, is I'll do for myself, scoop of vanilla or a scoop of chocolate I'll do, but I do, like a little bit of almond milk, maybe like 4 ounces or so. And then, the protein powder, vanilla or chocolate, I don't mind. I can do either. A cup of frozen blueberries. I use the Woodstock one because they're wild frozen blueberries, organic also, and grown.
Are you ordering these or are you finding these at the store?
You find them at the store.
Okay.
Yeah. I use this brand because they are organic. It's oddly hard to find wild blueberries that are organic because they, you know, they're letting them grow out in the wild. They usually have to do some kind of like pesticide treatment on them, but this is these ones are organic and they're grown in Canada, which has, I've talked about this before, stricter farming practices. That's why I like this Woodstock brand. And then I'll do look into it look into the nutritional benefits of dried parsley flakes. I don't know why, but for some reason the nutritional benefits are juiced up when they're dried. Because I was thinking, like, would it be better just to do whole parsley, or like fresh parsley? No, dried. I do 3 tablespoons of that. I do about 2 tablespoons or so of psyllium husks. And then I do 4 ounces of pure, not from concentrate, cranberry juice.
What the fuck does this taste like?
To me, it tastes good, but again, I'm fucked.
Let's just say you use like vanilla protein and What was like? Can just, you reference like any?
There's nothing I can flavor? Reference outside of it. Just tastes like, vaguely like a fruit smoothie to me.
I guess you got the blueberries,
the cranberry okay. juice.
I'm just wondering.
The cranberry yeah, juice is the, tart, but once you hit it with the blueberries and whatever sweetener is in yeah. the protein powder, it knocks out the bitterness. And then throwing it through the 5200 Vitamix, like you can't even taste yeah. the part like the parsley. It just feels obliterated. Like I don't even notice it. Or the psyllium husks. Like,
do you feel like you're better than ever?
Do you feel you feel like awesome? You're in charge? It feels good. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for a while, but I've just been mixing it up like in the Shakespeare.
Yeah. So you have, wow. I mean,
it's far more enjoyable. I'll say far yeah. more enjoyable than doing it out of that. Cause that I could like feel the little like bits of leaves and shit going down my throat. and so I'll say that the leap from that is fucking dramatic. So I was doing it. I was willing. And I still like, if I'm in a hurry or something, we'll do it that way. But you know, when I throw it through the blender, like I can't even, you just have to, if you're doing psyllium husks, you got to knock it down quick because
you got to move quick.
They'll grab onto that water and then it ends up being sludge. You know, you could do chia seeds or something too. Could be good like that.
That Jason plays the psyllium husk game every day where you got to move quick.
Yeah.
You can't be in his way when he's doing that. Cause it's a nightmare to get down after like what? 18 seconds, it's done.
What are you talking about?
Like the psyllium husk game. The like he just drinks it in water. So or some juice in there. And so you gotta it just turns to sludge.
Yeah, it turns
really
fast. It absorbs the water and then it turns into like a weird slimy sludge. But if you do it
It's like gack.
Yeah, if you do it while it's worse. Liquid, you know, you can you can just drink it right down. That's strange. Yeah. It makes sense.
Man, how fun. Okay. I like that minus, I would do chia seeds instead of the psyllium husk. I think that would be my.
Yeah.
But I'd like to try this with the cranberry juice, the blueberries. I've been, since I cut York peppermint patties, I've been eating blueberries like crazy.
Super healthy for you.
I love them. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, all kinds of health benefits. Benefits. Here's another one that I've do too, and this one's a little bit more of a luxury. It's got more ingredients. Okay. I go with like the raw organic milk or organic almond milk, raw organic almond milk, and this one has cacao powder. So do like 2 tablespoons of cacao powder. I do the protein powder. I do. This one, I either do a cup of blueberries or I'll do a frozen banana. So I do an either or, not both.
Okay. Whew. God.
Could have been bad.
Really quick. Do you have a cacao powder that you
I do. Like? I can't pull it off hand right now, but I can send it to you. Later. Yeah. Okay. And then I do 2 tablespoons of the organic almond butter that I really like. That one I can tell you is... It's Philosopher Foods and it's sprouted raw organic almond butter. Okay. So super healthy. They have a creamy naked, which is, that means that it doesn't have anything else. There's no other added ingredients to it. It's just straight up almond butter, maybe a little tiny bit of sea salt. And that one is almost liquid. So it's actually best for a smoothie or like for mixing into yogurt or something because you can't even, I don't know if you can really spread it on bread. The chunky version you can do is more of a spread for toast or something, but it's obscenely expensive, but it's super healthy.
I think I'm going to, cause I have in pregnancy really leaned on peanut butter, but peanut butter is like a little bit more, I can just eat it. And eat it and eat it. And almond butter does the same thing for me physically where I like feel full or like satiated and like I had a little treat, but it doesn't, I don't like keep going back to it.
You can't do spoonfuls right out of the jar.
Yeah. So I like, that's kind of my like workaround with trying to cut calories is just straight up. I don't go to it as often. So I'm gonna write this down.
Yeah, I'll send you some.
Okay. All right, so you got that almond butter in there?
Yeah, and that's and then like a like I said, a frozen banana or the blueberries or something like that. And so that one is a little bit more, you know, you could throw some bee pollen in there too if you want to get weird.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Was that powder? Bee pollen?
Yeah, it's kind of like powderish like- type stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, okay. Chia seeds. If you don't want to skip the I don't do psyllium in that one. I'll more likely do chia seeds with that one. Two tablespoons of chia
seeds. I love chia seeds.
Yeah.
I'm like glad I got them. And because we talked about them in our fiber episode. And I'm like, I'm feeling them. You can put them in yogurt. You can just put them on anything.
Yeah, they're neat.
I'm loving it.
I'm trying to find my cacao powder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the people, not just me.
Yes. Go ahead.
I like what I'm hearing because I think in my head, what I've seen online for smoothies is like 14 ingredients. And these feel like not that hard, like not that many. Like it's not pineapple, mango, strawberry, blueberry, then almond milk and protein powder and spinach and kale. And if you have arugula, throw it in, pine nuts, and you have a little bit of basil on the side. Like it just, these feel like 5-6 ingredients. Some of them overlap, so you can have it. They're frozen a lot of the time, so that's nice. So you're not just like running to the store every 5 seconds for more freaking pineapple medleys. So I feel like it's more a little more manageable than I was trying to make it when I was trying to be vegan.
Yeah. So I think for people trying to, you know, sell their wares online and, you know, be like a little, your healthy food buddy expert, you know, they'll have like their go-to smoothie. And it's like Aaron said, it's 500 different ingredients. And I think that's great if you're doing it once a month, but you're like, when am I going to have all this shit in my kitchen? You know?
Yeah. It's so expensive on like the one day that you're going to do this.
It's very expensive and it's also not convenient. And so if you're like, if I want to do this every day or multiple times a week, I need it to be somewhat cost effective. Although the ones that I listed for you guys aren't,
you can find, I have a bag of wild blueberry or not wild. They're normal blueberries that are frozen that I got from Costco. Not expensive. Like, and has lasted me a long ass time. And you can use them. You put it on like Greek yogurt and it makes it so good. Frozen blueberries on Greek yogurt.
Oh my God, I love it.
Fabulous. And also there's the convenience of it. So you don't have to wait for them to be in season because the price can go way up if you're buying them fresh.
Yeah.
And then you can pack your freezer with them. So you got them every single day. And if it's, you know, two or three ingredients and it makes something that you really like, you're more likely to do it because it's just less brain power. And the majority, like all the stuff we listed is, you know, stuff that you can keep in your freezer. Protein powder you can keep in your pantry and then, you know, some kind of liquid, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So the cacao that I use is Navitas.
Navitas.
I-T-A-S. Navitas. Navitas.
Osteria.
You want to be careful with cacao powder because a lot of chocolate and, you know, chocolate, you know, where chocolate comes from, it can be high in heavy metals, cadmium and lead and all that kind of stuff. A bunch of stuff came out about that just recently for like the dark chocolate bars and all that.
So,
yeah, you want to make sure that the brand that you're using for this stuff has third party testing so that they're testing the heavy metals, they're disclosing that, and then they're also, you know, you're getting what you're promised as far as flavanols and, you know, the healthy stuff in there.
Okay. This is great.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. I thought you were going to say, be careful. Cause if dogs get into it, it could kill them. Because dark chocolate is what is really bad for dogs.
Yeah. But I mean, your dogs, it wouldn't. Like little tiny dogs that eat a lot of it. Maybe the real dangerous shit for dogs is, xylitol. Xylitol is often used as a, not often, but sometimes used as an artificial sweetener It's in a lot of gums and stuff. And then it'll sometimes...
Oh, yeah. I heard sugar-free gum is really deadly for dogs.
Depends on,
so
what,
I bet that's
depends
the
on
ingredient.
What kind of sugar-free sweetener they're using. But xylitol is the one that's scary.
Hey, who knew? Hot tips from Stanger.
And chocolate, you know, for little dogs, if they eat a lot of it, can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlie ate a Cadbury egg one day, and we had to make him throw up, and then we would find out later that he would have probably been totally fine.
Yeah, I think so.
But maybe a little diarrhea, but we did. We made him throw up, and it was the worst moment of all of our lives. And he was probably fine. Oh, anyway, well, hey, good job, Stanger. Thank you. I feel way more secure going into this smoothie phase of my life. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun.
I don't feel like I'm being cheated out of a meal, because that's been my big gripe about smoothies in the past, is that I still want to eat something. And I will say, it won't be my only source of food, but I like the idea of understanding the nutrients are still there and that I can...
Fiber, too.
Fiber. And I really... That one I had today really filled me up. I was really proud of myself and the smoothie, so I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited. And single-handed, you know, you can do it with one hand, and you don't have to rely on having, like, a big salad. It's just like, when it was the last time I had a vegetable, I'm so stressed and put out. It's just like, you can just put, you know, a couple handfuls of kale in that some bitch, and you're good to go.
Just go. Yeah.
You're good to go.
So I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you for doing your homework so I don't have to do mine.
You did yours. We brought it out. You had the fun buttons, heavy metal ride.
Yeah. Heavy. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. It was something. It was
heavy metal.
Metal ride.
Heavy. It's fine. I'll find the picture right after we get off the podcast.
Well, I can say this. For folks that want to send us their smoothie recipes or point out all the facts that I got wrong, you can reach us at askthedumbbells@gmail.com. That's askthedumbbells@gmail.com. We're also here for you if you want to brag, if you want to show off, if you have other questions, if you want to know more in the world of fitness, we're happy to share. AskTheDumbbells@gmail.com.
Yeah, we have a couple questions in there that we didn't get to last episode. So if you guys want to send us some more long form questions, send them there. We'll do another questions episode when I am back from my baby being born. So you got some time. Think on it. Ask a question. AskTheDumbbells@gmail.com. 12 speed, all metal drive.
That's what it is.
All metal drive.
It's an all metal drive.
There is not a clean. This says clean on the bottom. I don't know what, you know, I'm just going to say if you can clean it, try to clean it, you know, just try, see what happens. And you can find us on the internet, across social medias at the dumbbells, and on TikTok at thedumbbells.pod. Come find us. Chat with us. We there.
We want to hear from you. On behalf of myself and Aaron McGowan Signs and the little baby that will be with us in a couple of days, we'd like to remind everybody that's out there listening to train dirty,
eat clean,
and live in between. Smoothies are a great way to hit all those.
Amen.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.